go out to dinner and see a movie.
Well, it's Friday, and that means it's time to talk about movies that you want to see or may want to avoid. Over the weekend, we have Takeaway contributors Karina Longworth. She's the editor of the Movie and Culture Review blog Spout. And Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday in the studio. Well, let's get a few movies out of the way right away. I think we can do that quickly. Let's start with our supposed three blockbusters. Surrogates, that's the one with Bruce Willis and the robots.
Right.
Fame and Pandorum. Not much to say about Pandorum because they haven't showed it to anyone yet.
Yeah, they didn't screen it for critics, which is never a good sign.
Never a good sign. And then we have Surrogates and Fame. And there was a review from MSNBC that says, it's a shame that Fame is so lame. have you guys seen Fame? And is it as lame as they say?
I did not see Fame. I actually had to review the U2 concert that night, which I think was a better gig.
A much better assignment.
I have not seen Fame, but I always trust alliteration.
and the last one here is the Bruce Willis film Surrogates, where everyone is replaced by a robot. This one also not getting good reviews.
Yeah, four words: Bruce Willis, bad wig.
Okay, so let's move on to some movies that you guys actually like. We're going to start with Blind Date. This is Stanley Tucci. He not only stars in this movie, but he directed it as well.
I died when I was 5. We were in a car accident. My mother was driving, and my father was singing in the passenger seat. He was making her laugh.
This is a very different concept.
Sad.
From the, well, it is.
It's like Lovely Bones or something. Talking down the dead.
Hang on a second, John.
Another Stanley Tucci movie, by the way.
What's really going on here is that these are two people who are trying to recapture their marriage after their daughter died.
That's right. The death has driven some sort of a wedge between them, and they've lost their intimacy together. And so, as a solution, they essentially start going on a series of blind dates. One will place an ad in the newspaper. The other will answer. They'll show up. They'll start to get to know each other again. They'll talk about themselves in character.
Right. They're always pretending to be someone else.
Yes, exactly. They keep their names, Don and Jana. They keep their names each time, but they pretend to be different types of people each time. And so it's a way for them to get to know each other, and little by little, you also come to understand what exactly it is that went wrong in the marriage.
This could be very cutesy if it starred two other different stars, but does it work?
I mean, it's a great chance to see these two supporting actors in lead roles, and they're both just
terrific. Stanley Tucci and Patricia Clarkson.
And Patricia Clarkson, I'm sorry, yes.
Cool.
And they're both fantastic, and they get to do everything. They get to be sad and angry and very funny, and there's some very nice scenes of kind of erotic tension between the two. They're very warm with each other, but also they're very cold and pull away. It can be a little drama clubby at times. They'll break character. They'll go back into character. And there's an air of tragedy that hangs over the film that I found a little forced. But just to see the two of them playing off each other in different roles each time is pretty extraordinary.
Okay, and another movie, Karina, that's coming out is Disgrace. This is with John Malkovich. And the plot itself seems, when you read it, to be extremely complicated. Can we kind of listen to a clip first and then try to get through this story?
Do you know why my daughter sent me to you?
She told me you're in trouble.
Not just trouble, I suppose one would call it disgrace.
So Rafer,
I'd listen to Malkovich read the telephone book, wouldn't you, Karina?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But Rafer, this plot seems complicated.
I'll try to be brief. It begins with Malkovich, who's a university professor in Cape Town, South Africa. He's an inveterate womanizer.
Right.
He goes to bed with one of his students, a mixed-race student. It's a sort of a semi-consensual
and gets
affair.
Fired.
And he gets fired, which would be enough for one movie, you'd
right.
think. But then he winds up going to live with his daughter, who's a lesbian. They live on a farm, and then they're promptly attacked by three very young black boys, and she's raped. And basically the rest of the movie is about Malkovich trying to come to terms with that and what's happened to him and what's happened to his daughter.
So a very thoughtful movie. Karina, if we're going to send people out to see a movie this weekend, what should it be?
I really like Coco Before Chanel, which is a biopic of the early life of the fashion designer. It stars Audrey Tautou from Amelie. And it's I like to think of it as a guilty pleasure for smart people. It's kind of like Sex and the City for people who are appalled by Sex and the City.
And
it's
got,
but it's
subtitles.
Great history. It is great history.
It is, and it, I mean, but it's got the fashion. It's got romance from both a romantic and an unsentimental point of view, and it's just a really interesting portrait of an actually complicated woman.
You get to see Coco Chanel in quotes singing and dancing.
It's true. She starts out as a wannabe cabaret singer.
And is she really that short?
She's very small.
She's very, very small. All right, trivia time, guys. All right, the question is, Pacino's women, name the female leads who played opposite Al Pacino in the following three movies. You can call it out, all right? Godfather?
Diane Keaton.
Oh, Michael. Michael, you are blind. It wasn't a miscarriage. It was an abortion.
All right, how about Scarface?
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Nice.
Don't toot your horn, honey. You're not that good.
And here's the hard one. Sea of Love.
Ellen Parkin.
I don't believe in wasting time on this kind of stuff. You know what you know when you go with it.
That's 3 for 3. Fantastic, guys. Karina Longworth, editor of the Movie and Culture blog, Spout, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. We don't waste our time. No.
That's right.